Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. Supreme Court has once again put a controversial Texas border enforcement law on hold. As the Texas Newsroom's Julian Aguilar reports, SB 4 would allow local and state law enforcement to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing into Texas from Mexico.
The High Court's order keeps the law on hold indefinitely as the case plays out in the federal court system. A federal judge blocked the law from going into effect last month, but the state of Texas appealed that decision to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Opponents say the law is unconstitutional because the federal government has the sole authority to enforce immigration laws. But Texas Republicans, including Governor Greg Abbott, say the law is necessary, blaming the Biden administration for an increase in illegal immigration. Opponents also argue that the law could lead to racial profiling and that people of color anywhere in Texas could be subject to racial profiling if SB 4 is allowed to stand. I'm Julian Aguilar in El Paso.
Florida is pushing back against a newly proposed federal rule that would promote diversity, equity, and inclusion practices in apprenticeship programs throughout the nation. Danielle Pryor with member station WMFE in Orlando has more.
Florida passed the Stop Woke Act in 2022, attempting to block DEI instruction in businesses and schools. Although a federal judge blocked much of that law earlier this month, then last year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed additional legislation stopping public universities and colleges from funding DEI programs. Now, Florida's Attorney General and the state's Commerce and Education Departments have rejected a proposed federal rule that would require apprenticeship programs to incorporate aspects of DEI. Florida Commissioner of Education Manny Diaz wrote that the rule would, quote, deprive students of opportunities and damage businesses. States have until the end of today to comment on the rule. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
The Biden administration is banning the use of asbestos, a substance known to cause cancer. NPR's Michael Copley reports the EPA says asbestos is linked to more than 40,000 deaths in the U.S. each year.
The Environmental Protection Agency says companies can no longer use asbestos to make things like brake pads and chlorine for disinfecting water. The ban is part of the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot, which aims to cut the death rate from the disease by at least half by 2047. Exposure to asbestos is known to cause lung cancer, mesothelioma, and ovarian cancer. The use of asbestos has been declining for years, but the EPA says one type of the substance was still being imported as recently as 2022. Asbestos is already banned in more than 50 countries, and the U.S. has had a partial ban on some products that contain asbestos for decades. Michael Copley, NPR News.
Stocks closed mostly higher today to start the new trading week. The Dow gained 75 points. The Nasdaq was up 130 points. You're listening to NPR. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is in Kyiv after refusing to support the White House's $60 billion aid package to help that country defend itself against Russia's invasion. NPR's Hanna Palmerenko reports from Kyiv that Graham met with Ukraine's president and says he's optimistic the U.S. will provide the most essential weapons.
Speaking to reporters in Kyiv, the senior senator from South Carolina said he is working on making aid to Ukraine more sustainable for Americans.
We'll start going after Russian assets, take the burden off the American taxpayer and others.
Graham also appeared to backtrack on his stance last summer that Ukraine should hold elections this spring, as was scheduled before the war. They're being postponed because of martial law. He says now the war must be in, quote, a better place for that to happen. The Republican senator called the Russian election a joke and says he will ask the Biden administration to recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
The U.S. Energy Department is set to unveil new final rules tomorrow that will likely roll back a proposal to slash electric vehicle mileage ratings to meet government fuel requirements for 2027. In April of last year, the DOE proposed rules that automakers said would devalue the fuel economy of electric vehicles by 72%, leading to significantly higher average ratings for some automakers. The change expected this week would give automakers more time to adjust. Crude oil futures prices moved higher. Oil up $1.68 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.